Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt's here. Mark is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of A World Gone Social. He's the founder and CEO of U-Turn, a social community for young folks and help them get their careers going. And as I say, he's our good friend. Mark Babbitt, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. So here's something that I did a little math this last week, and I know that's kind of scary for my audience when they hear me thinking about stuff, you know, doing a little math. But I read two different reports, and when I put those reports together, here's what I came up with. Today, on this day, yesterday and tomorrow, each one of those days, 14 billion clicks, page views, I guess I should say, on Facebook and Instagram. 14 billion today. What did people do? What is it that people used to do that they're now doing? What did they used to do with their time that they're now doing clicking on those two? And that include Twitter and all the others, right? 14
great,
billion.
Great. Well,
that took my breath away, Mark.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jim, I'm not surprised. I mean,
in one day, just, 14 billion in one day, two of them.
But you know, Jim, you've seen this, right? Walking through the airports, walking down the street,
yeah.
All of us, not just Gen Z, not just the millennials, all of us are nose down on our devices. We don't make eye contact. We don't strike up conversations. I mean, you know, social media, but
the thing is, they could be texting, they could be making a phone call, they could be searching for information, but I'm talking about social media clicks.
Well, but I think, Jim, it's how we now communicate. And we communicate through those devices nose down. And businesses have to realize this. They have to realize that whether it's Instagram or Facebook or texting or whatever, we have to communicate through these devices or we're not communicating.
I just got an email this morning from a guy that I kind of know, and he wants to connect with me. And it came to me in an email from my LinkedIn. He sent me a note from LinkedIn, and it got to me first by email.
But we connected on
LinkedIn.
Yep, LinkedIn just started a new policy on that, and this is great for your listeners to know. You know, it used to be you'd get this generic, I'd like to connect with you on LinkedIn request from LinkedIn.
Yep.
And LinkedIn is now making people that you really don't know work a little harder, and I love that. I love that we now have to establish a relationship before asking for a connection.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we say in our book no less than 11 times because it is that important. We need more social and less media. We have, as a business, we can't just talk at people. Mm-hmm. We must connect with them. We must build a relationship before we ask for the sale.
Do something that demonstrates some level of relevance.
Right. You have to show value. Right. Let's face it. We don't. Who needs another dollar off coupon at Starbucks? Well,
the one that gets me is the one who I agreed to allow them to link to me, to link together. And bam, about 3 seconds later, I get some kind of a pitch from them.
Oh, yes. Don't you love that? Well, guess what? Your customers or your potential customers, they don't love that any more than you and
that's I. That's right. That's exactly right.
And it's just spam. It's just a great way to alienate a potential customer. And I'm pretty sure for most of the people who send those messages, that's pretty much the opposite of what they'd hope to accomplish.
Oh yeah, it's a desperation move. It's a cold call that engenders bad will. But let's get back to what social media does with all those eyeballs out there looking at stuff. How do we take advantage of it?
I think we already touched on it, right, Jim? We have to show value. It can't just be the newest 10% off coupon. It can't be about us.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be relevant to the recipient of the message. And if it's not, then we're just spamming. And
what you're describing now, then, is the cost of social media, the real cost. Because we all know that social media basically doesn't cost that much, not as much as some of the old media used to. But if you're going to do it right, you got to do some homework, and that's really a lot of the cost of it, isn't it?
Well, you know, people say all the time that social media is less expensive, and from a dollar point of view, from a launch point of view, it is. But the people that are doing really well on social, especially the small business operator, they're investing the time up front. They're finding out who might really, really be interested. They're not sending 10,000 emails or blasting a radio ad out on drive time, hoping somebody might listen.
Now, careful, Mark. You're.
I know.
You stopped preaching. You started meddling now.
So, they're finding 100 people that they know would be interested, and they're doing it. Here's a trick. All you have to do is listen. You know,
well, the good thing about the radio ad, what I want people to do is I want to see them do that radio ad, but I want them to include their social media contact information.
See, wouldn't it?
That's how people find you.
Be an amazing transition.
Yeah. Right?
No, that's so brilliant. And I'll tell you something else it does when you do that, Jim. It makes you instantly become approachable.
Yeah. Join our not here's what I want to say to you. How about this? Join our community here. Now the problem with all this, Mark, is this is a slower pace than a call to action ad, and this really frustrating a lot of small businesses.
Well, especially, and I hate to say this, Jim, but especially for some of us older guys.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking only for myself right now, so don't
you
take
can
that
throw
wrong.
Me in there.
Yeah. You know, we want to do an email campaign, or we want to send out a bunch of discount codes, and in 72 hours, we're going to have an answer how successful that campaign
is. We want to hear that cash register ring.
And this new form of media, that isn't it.
It's slower. It's more like brand building, isn't it, than advertising. Hey, Mark, I need your website, please.
The website is uturn.com, utern.com.
The book is called A War Gone Social by Mark Babbitt and Ted Quine. I always forget how to pronounce his last name.
That's it. Perfect.
How about that? That's amazing. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm right back. Stay with us.
Leave some mystery is
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.